Previously on Algoa FM.
South Africa wants to reach a broad-ranging agreement with the US on diplomacy and trade. That's according to President Ramaphosa, quoted by Bloomberg. Ties between the two nations are strained, as we've been reporting, with President Trump halting nearly all aid and the Secretaries of State and Finance skipping G20 meetings in South Africa. Speaking at a Goldman Sachs event in Johannesburg, Ramaphosa said, "We don't want to go and explain ourselves. We want to go and do a meaningful deal on a whole range of issues." Trump got the wrong end of the stick on the country's land policies, he added, but we have decided it's best not to have a knee-jerk reaction to all of this. We want to let the dust settle. Clearly, the message didn't reach Washington in time because it's been confirmed that the U.S. has permanently stopped funding thousands of healthcare programs here. Bloomberg quotes Desmond Tutu Health Foundation CEO Linda Gail Becker as saying the termination orders are coming through in droves. Among the casualties, a U.S.-funded HIV vaccine trial with the SA Medical Research Council teaming up with scientists from eight other countries on the continent. And there are dozens of other programs and recipients also hit. Cabinet has approved the controversial appointment of Professor John LaMola as CEO of SAA. LaMola has been acting in that capacity for some time, but was ranked third in an evaluation process by the SAA board. The decision was taken by Transport Minister Barbara Creasy in conjunction with Deputy President Paul Mashatile. The SAA board's preferred candidate was Alan Kilavuka, currently CEO of Kenya Airways, but not a South African citizen. Defending the decision, Creasy, quoted by Business Day, related a previous experience in the transport portfolio where the CEO of an entity failed to receive a maximum security clearance based on the fact that he held the passport of another country. And returning to Trump for a moment, he's confirmed he's set to impose tariffs on Canada and Mexico, as well as an additional 10% on China. That has sent the markets into something of a tailspin. The JSE closed last evening with the all-share down 1.1%, the top 40 down 1.2%. London's FTSE edged up 0.3%, but in New York, the Dow was down 0.5%, the S&P 500 down 1.6%, the Nasdaq down 2.8%. Tokyo this morning also down 2.8%, Hong Kong down 2.2%, Sydney down 1.1%. The US dollar has firmed to 104 against the euro, the rand at 18.49 to the greenback, 19.21 to the euro, 23.28 to sterling, gold at 2,863, platinum 950, bitcoin sharply down 80,610, Brent crude oil just over $73.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.